Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Wednesday, or on this Monday evening, rather, as we do have the head girls basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles joining us. Zach Whipple joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as we take a look, last time we talked, obviously, it was right at the start of a practice for the season. Now we're, you know, about a quarter of the way through your games, sitting with a 1-3 record. Unfortunately, you've had to play some really good teams here to open up the season, too. I'd say three of the top half teams in the conference so far with teams such as Forest City, West Hancock, Belmont, Columbia. You do have that win to open the season against Southeast Valley in your season opener. But just overall, I know we talked about how young of a team this was going to be coming into this year, but just what are some things that have stood out to you through the first few games of the season that you and the staff are really pleased with?
You know, the girls, they're doing a great job. Like we said, they're young, but they're sticking together through these. We told them you're going to take your lumps, you're going to go through that whole stage, but you got to stick together, hold each other accountable, and just keep playing every night. And they've done that. It's a lot different speed of game that they're figuring out real quick here.
And looking at, you know, talking about those young players catching up to the speed of the game, one that definitely, maybe on the, at least on the offensive end, appears to have really settled in nicely has been your freshman guard, Tatum Edwards. See, obviously, she had a 25 points in the win over Southeast Valley to open up the season. She's been kind of she's your leading scorer coming into this week, averaging just over 11 points per contest. And obviously, her shooting has definitely been a big part of her offensive game. And just what kind of growth have you seen from her on both ends of the floor, being able to adapt and play at such a level as a freshman on the varsity floor?
Yeah, Tatum does a really good job offensively, creating her shot and shooting. You know, she's in a little slump right now, but she's working out of it. She's been in the gym just constantly shooting, so it's just something that she's excited about. Defensively, you know, she's so long and quick that she becomes a problem for other teams when she gets in their passing lanes, and she just always seems to get a hand on the ball and it just goes with her. So yeah, she's definitely growing and picking it up. So,
and taking a look at this schedule coming up, obviously you've got three games this week to kind of wrap up the first half of the regular season, at least the pre-holiday break part of the regular season. You're at Garner-Hapel-Ventura tonight. You follow that up with a home date with Lake Mills on Tuesday, and then you're on the road to Manson Northwest Webster on Thursday to kind of wrap up the pre-Christmas slate. And I guess a two-part question for you. Number one, you know, how does the staff and the players feel going into this final week pre-Christmas break for these games against conference competition? And then number two, when you guys do get to holiday break, what are maybe a couple of areas you and the staff are wanting to focus on, maybe getting better at by the time when we flip the page to the new year?
Yeah, no, the girls are all excited for this week. We have a good opportunity tonight to go to Garner and hopefully pull out a win there. It's going to be a tough game. They know that. Lake Mills is always tough. And, you know, Manson is too. Manson's got a couple really good players, girls that can score the ball really well. So they know that we have a challenge all week long, and I think they're prepared for it. As far as over Christmas break, the things we definitely got to keep doing is keep shooting. We have to keep shooting, getting that consistency down there, and we got to look to, you know, attack the rim. We're not doing that. We're staying pretty reserved out at the three-point line right now, just doing a lot of dribbling. We got to look inside. So those are definitely some things we're going to hit over break. And we have a scrimmage with Webster City that we're going to do over break that I think will be good as we jump into the new year as well.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week against Garner, Lake Mills, and Manson Northwest Webster.
Hey, thanks, Quinn. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Zach Whipple, the head girls basketball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We wrap up the program next with Roland Story head coach Maddie Gelber right here on 95.7 KQWC.